This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulsher hanging out with Mary Goulet. Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
The much slimmer Mary Goulet.
You didn't even notice.
I didn't actually notice, but because you looked good before, and now you're saying you do.
Now you still look gooder.
You look gooder.
I look gooder.
Richie Ote, what's up, baby?
How's it going?
No, Steve.
Yeah, and White Wade hanging it down. Yes, Wade.
Last week's show was foot in mouth. We've moved on.
We've
from
moved
that.
On. You look amazing, and so you're on the metabolism. What do you call it?
Fast metabolism.
The fast metabolism diet, which basically is like I mean, when you think about diets, is there anything new? Like under the sun, haven't we tried everything? I mean, from a diet perspective, over time here,
they're just trying to claim the name of what happens when you can lose weight.
So it's a brand, right?
It's what happens. When you have a fast metabolism, you lose weight. So they're just trying to claim what's natural as a brand.
But is there a company behind it? Did you read a book?
There's a book. The author's first name, Fast Metabolism Diet.
There you go.
No, I know. They're trying to be a brand out of something that's just normal that everybody knows.
But isn't that the best kind? That's the best kind of brand, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally fine. I'm not a foodie, and I don't like to diet. My thing would be I eat to live. I don't live to eat.
Really? So you're not a foodie at all?
Did you read that book too?
Nope. I did not.
All right. So so people don't know this about me, and welcome everybody. Glad you guys are
here
hanging out. There's a lot more. There's a lot more that you. I am like an onion. I smell bad and make people cry.
Make cry. Yes.
But I'm just peeling back the layers. You never know what to expect. Like, all right. So for those of you who don't know, and this might be your first time listening to Reinvention Radio, if you listen to Reinvention Radio, you know two things for certain about me. Number one, go ahead, Richie. What are the two things you know for certain about me? What's number one?
Oh,
come on.
There's way too many.
Yeah, I was going to say, where do we start?
All right. In terms of Wade, what would you say? Like, if there were two things about me you know for sure, what are they in terms of things I do, things I enjoy, things that I am? That's sort of going down that line.
I can say that.
You have a very high outlook on life.
Thank you for that. Yes, Richie, what are you thinking?
Well, definitely music and like, you just want to do your thing.
Okay, whatever. So you know I smoke weed.
Yeah. I mean, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, music and you want to do your thing.
Thank you for that. So you know I smoke weed and you know I'm a Jew. Okay, like those two things. Like,
yeah, okay.
All right, so you know those two things about me. But what you don't know about me is that...
you freely give your weed away.
Is that no, I'm a Jew.
I thought you were going to tell me something
there you go. Those two, like, to completely counteract one another. It would be like an internal explosion. I might actually, like, blow a vessel in my brain if that happened. but what you might not know is that I'm also a baker and a cook. Like, sometimes I do some baking
with you,
right? So we did a makeshift kind of Seder.
Okay.
So for those of you who are not of the Jewish persuasion, that would be when we celebrate the passing over of the killing of the firstborn, because that's what the Pharaoh did. You know, that was part of the thing there. Is he was a bad dude, and he had a really bad attitude. And God was like
Assad in Syria.
Exactly. And God was like, no, that's not cool. And so we're going to throw some plagues on you. And I don't know who came up with this list of plagues, but I mean, it's a pretty cool list. When you come right down to it, like, there's like certain things that you go and you go, I'm not really seeing that as like something that would really be, you know, like on my list of plagues that I would throw at people. Like, one of the things, like, I don't know if you know this story or not, but this goes back to the days of the Jews and Egypt and Pharaoh and that sort of thing. But there were then plagues.
This actually was one of the things I was going to say, that you talk about random things.
I do talk about random things.
I know that more than I know the other two.
So it's
going to see if this comes back around.
It will totally come back around. Okay. So blood is one of the plagues.
On the door?
I think it just rained blood. Like, I'm a bad Jew.
The rivers turned to blood.
The rivers turned to blood? Is that what happened? All right, so that I get. And then, like, frogs.
Well, see, that's the one that got me. is it rained frogs.
It did rain. Yeah, they had to come from somewhere.
Down in Louisiana, that's an excuse for a frog leg fry. Free food.
They're out there like a pot of bottom. Like, come here. Give it, like they're happy to get the,
you know. Sometimes superstitions, though, some of them are just common sense, right? Like, don't walk under a damn ladder, you know? And it's a black cat, so you tripped on it, you know? You couldn't see it. Or you found a mirror for 7 years because it broke into a bunch of pieces.
Well, that's just if you keep stepping on the shards. You just keep stepping on the shards for 7 years. That's the only reason it brings you bad luck. So anyway, there's this whole list of plagues that's coming around.
He said it's coming around.
and so one of these plaguey kind of thingies that took place, and yes, folks, you can call us. At 844 MRBOLD1, that's 1-844 Mr. Bold 1, and leave a message and correct mostly me. Mary's always accurate, and Richie's pretty much always accurate, and Wade's pretty much always, so mostly you can correct me and let us know what we totally get wrong here. But
which is plenty.
It's like, I don't know if you ever watched, there's this one late night show where they do it's Conan. Conan does that. Do you watch Conan at all?
No.
You watch Conan at all, Richie? You ever
Did
seen
I
it?
Did I just steer you the wrong direction?
No, totally good. I'm coming back around to the rabbit hole here. But they do a...
I'm watching the clock.
Right? No, don't worry about it. The clock's got plenty of time on it. But they, but on Conan, they do this thing like, you know, kind of catch me when we do something wrong. And to date, he's never been wrong about anything because even when people call in or send in videos or whatever saying, hey, you were wrong, he defends it in some really ridiculous way. So long story, very short here, is... One of the plagues is that slaying of the firstborn. And that's a pretty, I mean, like, you know.
That's a plague?
What would you call that?
God sent the spirit down to kill the firstborn in the whole town.
Yeah.
And if the Jewish people put blood above their doorway, it signified that the evil spirit that was killing all the kids should pass over their house.
There you go. So that's what we celebrate.
I'm the atheist in the group, by the way.
Right? So, and don't you have a little plaque that you kind of hang on the diagonal?
Yeah, that would be a mezuzah.
Okay.
It's a mezuzah.
Is that the hat?
No, that's the beanie. It's the yarmulke. That's a yarmulke. And so I've never... actually, that's not true. I did wear one once when I had my bar mitzvah.
So
yes.
You had a makeshift Seder.
So we had a makeshift
Seder. Which day was this?
To celebrate the death of the Egyptians. I think that's what it's about, right? It's to celebrate the death of the Egyptians, I think is why we do it. And then we have lamb shanks and these sort of things. And then we shank any Egyptians
that come
into our...
But don't you read something?
Say you're confusing that with the German holiday of Schadenfreude.
yes, we read the Haggadah. There's a book and
get
some
this trail mix
and some juice. You don't want the trail mix anymore.
Keep it over there. Keep eating it.
I did not bake the trail mix. I baked the cookies that I brought in. That's what I was saying.
Is that why you brought them in?
I'm trying to get him back. Yeah. I'm subliminally trying to get him back.
One of the things you don't know about me is that I'm a baker and a cook. But that's the thing is at the Seder, I was responsible for one of the main dishes, which is brisket.
Do you
like brisket?
Yeah.
Can you eat brisket on your diet? Is that something?
Yeah, I can have filet mignon. I can have salmon.
It's a protein thing, so
you just have
to have it on a certain day.
So, the point being, I've got the world's greatest brisket recipe. So it's passed down from generations to generations, and there's a secret ingredient that I'm happy to share with you. So if you leave a review, or you subscribe or rate and review the podcast and say we love this show and we want the brisket recipe, then there we go. Then we'll send that to everybody who does that. But
I bet I could guess it.
You could never guess the secret ingredient that is in this brisket.
Hire a Jewish chef.
Well, of course, that's like yes, that would be yes if you're gonna have good brisket. Although there are a lot of folks who will tell you that we make a pretty good brisket and we're not Jews, so.
Is it a liquid?
It's a liquid, yes. It
a
is.
A 2 liter bottle of Coca Cola.
Nope, not a Coca Cola. No, I don't know if that would be good. Would that be good? It would caramelize, right?
It's really good.
Yeah, actually, it would probably be tasty, and it would kill. It would kill anything that's like needing to be killed in there, because that's just pretty much what Coke does. But yeah, if you want that recipe, then let us know. We'll be happy to get that over to you. But the point only being, for those of you who are celebrating Passover and our fellow Jews there, then go team. Yeah, rock on, go team. And Easter is coming up, right? That's like
We're
for your
Lent
team. So
right
you guys
now.
Are on that team.
Today's Holy Thursday.
Today is that a thing?
It's a thing.
There's a Holy Thursday? How could there be a Holy Thursday? Isn't it? Was it Ash Wednesday?
Yeah, well, it's the same reason there's a Thursday the 12th. You know,
it's just a holy Thursday.
It's just the day before Friday the 13th or whatever. You know, it's like if someone just went. There's always going to be something. Come on.
So Easter is coming, right? And he is risen. Is that the thing? And what is that like? Is that a big deal in your house? Do you guys do a big Easter thing?
It's because it's such a huge celebration in the Catholic faith, mm-hmm. Easter. You know, we have a lot of masses. Priests wash the congregants' feet. There's that.
Really?
Is one mass.
Was that in the job description? Like, was the dude like, I'd love to be at, wait a minute, what?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty heavy duty thing to think someone kind of rose up again.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a
I
mean,
yeah, it's never happened before. And so if someone actually
hasn't happened since.
Right. So, I mean, that, you know, that's a pretty big deal. I'd say on your resume, that's going to get you a job somewhere. You'd be like, I have risen.
I am the savior. Yeah. I'm the messiah. Yeah,
I'm the ultimate reinvention.
Right? Let's have him on the show.
I think that's a great idea. So for those of you who are going to be celebrating Easter this Sunday, then you can get my secret brisket recipe. Although you guys don't do brisket, you do lamb and ham and those sort of things.
Coming around full circle was to get an opt-in for a recipe.
It's an opt-in for a recipe, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
I have gone. Taken new media to a whole nother level.
I'm reinventing the opt-in here, but no, guys, really happy Passover to my fellow tribes folkies. And happy Easter for those that are celebrating. And if you're not celebrating either of those, then just enjoy your week. I think that'll be the plan there. All right, my friends. So there you go. Eat good, live good, love good. And we will talk to you guys next time here on The Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.